What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Never Ever Lead With Your Wallet. So as you guys know, I'm out here in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. And today it's a weekend night, it's Friday. So you know what that means, all the dipshit normies like TFM calls them, or the retarded goyim or goitards like I would like to call them, are out and about. We're actually going to go past a lot of normies getting drunk and just doing nigger shit. So I usually like to start my videos in this area over here, guys, because it's rather calm. Plus I like this idealistic I don't know what the hell it is, cathedral I guess. Plus you got the guy down there. Where the hell is he? He's playing the flute. I think he's a little bit farther down, you know. Kind of, you can hear him now probably. He's playing the flute. So he gives us like free music if you ask me, you know. Yeah, he's down there somewhere, you know. I can actually stay here all day and just make the video with this guy giving us music in the background. But like I said, you know, this video is gonna be a tour of Riga nightlife. It's my last weekend here. I've already seen this shit all before, so it ain't nothing new for me. I'm gonna see if I can incorporate it a little bit in the video. So going back to the point of the video, guys, don't ever lead with your wallet. All right, so when I was at Maxima, which is a mini supermarket, it's actually more of a mini market than a supermarket. You know, some of them, some of their locations can be like a supermarket, but the Maxima that's close to my Airbnb, it's like a gas station market in a way, you know. So they have like one cashier there, because not many people go there, and if many people go there, well, you just have to wait in line, dude. That's just how it is. And you know, that's also another thing that I wanted to bring up about Latvia, is that here in Latvia, customer service is not paramount, okay? So that's, by the way guys, a lot of these places, a lot of these places that play loud music like this, they ain't got nothing going on, okay? And most of the time, they usually have a couple of gals out in the patio acting as if the place is popping. But the reality of the matter is, they ain't nothing going on, man. They're just simp magnets, really. Anyway, so look, I wanted to finish up about customer service in Latvia. Customer service here is pretty much non-existent. So let's say you're at a fast food place or a coffee place, and then they get a spike of people coming in. Well, guess what? They just close down the business. When I say close it down, I don't mean like go on break and, you know, check their TikTok. I mean, they'd be like, hey, man, we're not going to take any orders until we get rid of the orders we already have. I looked this up on Google reviews, and a lot of Americans were like, that's mean, that's rude, that's horrible customer service. Dude, that's just how the culture is, bro. You know, like that old saying, when in Rome, you know, do what the Romans do. You know, it is what it is, guys. So when I was at Maxima, all of a sudden, a bunch of people came in and they started to shop. And when they started to shop, obviously, a big line formed of like 5 or 6 people. And again, they have one cashier. They're not gonna hire another cashier just to take down a spike, you know. It is what it is, guys. So I'm standing there in line and I see this beautiful, beautiful Slavic woman. Okay, very beautiful. Now, she was a fake blonde. Now, just letting you guys know, vast majority of Slavic women are fake blondes. Okay, the vast majority are not real blondes, you know. So, just letting you guys know that. Alright, so, anyways. So, I'm standing in line and I see this beautiful woman, but she looked miserable, she looked unhappy, and I don't approach women, you know, I don't holler at women. So, but I was waiting, just so I can be able to tell her something like, hey, you wanna go in front of me? When I say go in front of me, I don't mean like take my turn and I go in the back. No. Damn wind. I'm gonna make a left here at the wine cocktails. I'm gonna make a left here. That way the wind goes down a little bit. Can I make a left here? If I make a left here, it's this church again, or this cathedral. Yeah, let's keep on walking. Even if it's a dead end, who cares? We'll just find a small alleyway. So, like I was saying, guys, God damn it, the wind here is even worse than where I was. Damn, it's like, now the phone is moving out of my hands. God damn it. All right, guys, let me see if I can find another street I can go in. In the meantime, guys, like I said in an earlier video, Latvia ain't bad when it's not like fucking raining. As long as it ain't wet. I just want to show you guys something. Dude, most times than not, it's gonna be like a sausage fest. Look at that. Sausage fest. That's all it is, dudes. So, when it ain't raining here in Latvia, it ain't bad, guys. You know, I can actually stand the weather right now, even though it's like 8 or 9 degrees centigrade. I can stand it because it ain't raining. As you guys can see, not a drop of water, all right? So, wind is not our friend, but I think it's a little bit better than what it was a couple of minutes ago. So, going back to the super hot Slavic chick I saw at Maxima, the gas station market, or pretty much looked like a gas station market. And I was gonna tell her, hey, you wanna pass in front of me? Because you guys know how when a line forms at the cashier and it becomes so long that it actually snakes through the aisles, you know? So this is exactly what happened at Maxima. The line was snaking through the aisles, and the only way to, you know, go from one side of the store to the other was to actually cut through the line. So, you know, I wanted to be able to tell the girl, hey, you want to pass through here? But didn't get the opportunity for that. So that's fine. You know, again, I don't holler at women. I don't know what's up with the police. I was here like 10 minutes ago. Think it's some rowdy, drunk, obnoxious people or some nigger shit like that. I want you guys to look at the number of dudes around here, okay? Look at the number of dudes. Look at the Indian guys over there. Look at Paj and Pooja. So, telling you, this is nothing more than one big sausage fest. And women are totally in control of it, you know? Like Angry Guy said, women are totally in control of the bar and club scene. So, the hot Slavic girl, she walked out of the store without buying anything. All right, cool, no problem. I waited my turn. It took like an extra 5 or 6 minutes to go through that line. And, you know, guys, I don't know why. I honestly don't know why, but wherever I go in the world, guys, people that are on these things, they end up like running into me. I don't know why. It's as if it's target fixation or something. Yeah, there's Pajit and his brother. So, yeah, just a bunch of incels wanting to get their pee-pee touched, and a bunch of sharmutas want their daily fix of, like, you know, validation. That's really what it comes down to here. So anyways, going back to the hot Slavic girl at Maxima. So she goes out because the line was too long and she's like, fuck it, I ain't gonna buy anything. So she goes out. 5 or 6 minutes later, after I buy my food, I go out and I see her moping in a car. She was sitting in like a very, very high-end car. I didn't know what make and model it was, because you don't want to be that dude, like, you know, hey, baby mama, what type of car are you driving tonight, you know? But it was a very, very high-end car, and she was moping in the car, meaning she was, like, crying. You guys need to understand something, man. Women like that, they usually belong to some, like, rich dude. And guess what? They hate the guy that they are married to, okay? Now, am I gonna get ran over tonight? If I don't get ran over by a car, I'm gonna get ran over by a freaking horse carriage with a guy rather than a freaking horse or a freaking Segway. You know, guys, I have better chance of getting ran over by a Segway here than getting ran over by a freaking tram. Anyway, so going back to this super hot Slavic chick moping in her high-end car, you know some guy owns that pussy, some ultra-rich dude, and she hated every moment of it, okay? This is what I want everybody here to understand, right? Never, ever lead with your wallet. Now, I myself, as you guys know, I was in that situation myself, guys. Let me move the phone a little bit. There we go. All right. I myself was in that situation, guys. Look. The largest department store in the Baltics, Army Economic Store, the foundation stone of the building. So apparently Galleria Center was built in 1938, biggest store in the Baltics. I don't know if it's still the biggest store in the Baltics or not, but it's pretty damn big, you know, by their standards. By American standards, it ain't that big. But then again, by American standards, you know, not a lot of things are big by American standards, you know. Anyway, so going back to the super hot Slavic chick that was crying in her car. What you guys need to understand is that a lot of these women out there who are gold diggers, see, they probably, what happens with gold diggers, guys, is that they usually get scammed by some guy, like some guy that they fell head over heels for, some guy that they fell madly in love with, and then that guy ended up scamming them by breaking their hearts. And now these girls never ever recover. This is what Rollo Tomasi refers to as an alpha widow. See, this is a gold digger. Let me be the first MGTOW guy or the first guy in the manosphere to come out and say this. Gold diggers are alpha widows who were never ever able to recover. Let me say this one more time. Gold diggers are alpha widows who were never ever able to recover after they got their heart broken by the guy that they fell madly in love with. Women like that, guys, you want to stay clear away from, because that woman, first of all, she'll never ever be able to love you. Secondly, she's gonna make her entire life existence to destroy you, because just like somebody broke her heart, she wants to break your heart. Let me say that one more time, okay? A gold digger is gonna make her entire existence to destroy you, because just like somebody broke her heart and destroyed her, she's gonna do the same to you. By the way, guys, that pub in front of us, Long Island Bar, they hire women and they have these women stand outside in the patio. You know, obviously they're getting paid, but that's a simp magnet, you know. That actually happens very common in countries like this, you know. Probably happens in America too, you know. So, going back to the gold digger, is that there is no reason. I mean, look, dudes, unless you're like super ugly and you just want to have children, look, there is no valid reason for you to be with a gold digger, okay? When I realized my ex was a gold digger who was alpha widowed, that's when I had to DTB. You know, DTB, according to Tom Likas, stands for dump that bitch. This is the only option you have when it comes to a gold digger, okay? Everybody watching this video, don't get with a gold digger. If you guys remember, I've told you in past videos, okay? Don't ever get with a gold digger and don't ever get with a fugly woman, okay? A fugly woman is gonna give you a miserable life because she never got to ride the cock carousel. A gold digger will ruin your life because she deep down hates you, resents you, okay? A lot of these gold digging women who got their heart broken, aka alpha widows, what they end up doing is that they want to marry a guy who is the total and complete opposite of the guy that they broke their heart, of the guy who broke their heart. And the reason behind it is that they can't take that heartbreak ever again, okay? So what ends up happening is that they usually end up with some rich dude, because here's the thing, let's keep it 100. Rich guys tend to be more sane and stable than some young punk kid who's out to steal a woman's virginity or a woman's heart. That's just how it is, dudes, okay? So women tend to go for that type of guy, and because a guy like that, again, is going to be more sane, more stable, more logical. So she's like, I can control this dude. I can manipulate this dude, you know. That's exactly what my ex did. She tried her hardest to manipulate me. None of that stuff worked. And then when she saw my YouTube channel, she said, Amar, you have one option. Either you get rid of me or you get rid of your YouTube channel. Well, guess who's still around, even though Susan is doing her best to get rid of my YouTube channel. By the way, guys, I have a strike on my YouTube channel. Plus, I got one of my videos removed earlier today for some, I don't know, nigger shit or some dumb shit like that. It is what it is. Even Happy Humble Hermit is about to get his channel axed. So, you know, good old YouTube, always up to nigger shit, you know. Anyway, so going back to gold digging women, guys, is that gold digging women, guys, they're gonna find a guy who's a total and complete opposite of the guy who broke their hearts, okay? Because again, they can't go back to dealing with that type of heartbreak, and at the same time, they want to find a guy who they can manipulate, take advantage of, and also at the same time, to make themselves feel valuable, they want that luxurious lifestyle. You know, I told you, you know, my ex wanted to travel first class, five-star hotels, you know, go to Dubai, shit like that. It's like, bitch, that's like, and on top of that, she wanted like a $5,000 a month allowance. It's like, the average Egyptian makes like $5,000 a year. You want that in a month in Egypt? This just goes to show you that, by the way, guys, this over here, like all the hoes are on the, all the hoes, all the simps, they're here, guys. It's like, this is where it all goes down. This is like the saddest, most pathetic pub I've ever seen in my life. Because you got these dirty, dirty sharmutas, and then you got these simps thinking to themselves, if I might get my pee-pee touched, if I, you know, buy her a drink or some nigger shit like that. I'm telling you guys, this is something that we also need to take a talk about, is that a lot of these people, see, here's the problem, guys, okay? a lot of guys out there, they're just a bunch of ain't shit niggers. And then they try to act as if they're the shit. And then you got a bunch of ain't shit bitches who want to act like they're all that and a bag of chips. At the end of the day, you got losers with losers, you know. See, you just can't have that type of lifestyle. You really can't, man. You know, even back in the day when I was driving cab in LA like 15, 16 years ago, before Tinder, before Uber, you know, I had guys, whether it was Chad or a high-tier normie, you know, I had these guys tell me, man, it's like, dude, I know it's bad, but I'm just addicted to it. I'm just addicted to, like, getting with random woman, different woman every night, you know. Oh, that's the guy who's doing the food. You know, like I said, guys, I can stay here all night and do the video here thanks to that guy over there, you know. Yeah, imagine having that as a background music for my video. So anyway, guys, this type of lifestyle, guys, where you're trying to act like you're somebody to get with an ain't shit bitch, and then you got the ain't shit bitch acting like she's all that in a bag of chips, it's extremely toxic. Because here's the thing you need to know, man. Vast majority of these women here, they end up working at like, they end up working at some grocery store or barista or cashier. In other words, these women, they end up making like minimum wage. You know, they make like, you know, $1,000 a month. But yeah, they're gonna come to the nightclubs, they're gonna come to the bars, and they're gonna act like they're some sort of boss bitch, you know. It's like, no, you ain't. You just some hoe who's able to buy a couple of nice pieces of clothes and, you know, act like you're all that when you ain't, you know. This type of degenerate and lifestyle is just really toxic, man. So what ends up happening, guys, is that you're really stuck between two types of women, okay? You're stuck between the gold digger and the non-gold digger. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are going to say, yo, Amr, aren't all women gold diggers? Well, yeah. However, there are professional gold diggers. There are women out there who, for example, guys, here in Old Town Riga, I see it all the time. Let's wait until we pass the pub. I want you to look at the sausage fest. Look at the sausage fest. Look at that. You got like one girl, all the attention are on her. Like Angry Guy said, guys, these women control everything. And these guys are just a bunch of simps in her movie. You know? Ain't nothing like a dude listening to a woman as if the bitch is actually making any sense. It's like, this bitch is retarded. You know, like Oscar D says, you listen to some of these girls talk for like half a minute. It's like, how is this bitch not living in a freaking mental asylum? You know, what's she doing walking outside in public? But this just goes to show you how sad and pathetic most guys are out there when it comes to women. You know, it really is. I mean, again, I don't blame women. I really don't, you know. If guys are stupid enough to simp like this, it's like, dude, that's a you problem. You know, I really don't blame women, guys. At the end of the day, man, I don't blame women. Oh yeah, guys, parking is free after midnight, between midnight and 6 in the morning, free parking. I came here with the bus, so I have to leave at like, you know, I can actually walk back to my Airbnb, and if I really wanted to, I can take like a Bolt for like 5 or 6 euros, but I'm just going to show you some prices. Do they have any prices here? No, they don't have any prices. All right, that's fine. We'll just keep on walking. So, going back to what I was saying a second ago, guys, is that the only two options you guys really have nowadays is gold diggers and,
ancient bitches. That's really it. For you to find a quality woman in there, it's gonna be hella difficult. This is why MGTOW, quite frankly, is the only option you have, guys. MGTOW is really the only option any guy, any sane guy out there who has any sort of dignity, integrity, honor. I mean, like Angry Guy said, you know, all roads lead to men walking away. I mean, there is no other option, dudes. I mean, you're either gonna get a gold digger or you're gonna get an ancient bitch. You know, it's like, what are you gonna do? You know, one girl is gonna make it her life goal to destroy you. The other girl, you know, she's gonna be like, hey, girls night out, hey, I'm sleeping with some random dude, you know. It's like, what the fuck is this, you know? So it's very imperative for you guys out there to be known as, to be nondescript, okay? Now, nondescript means to be the gray man, okay? So let me tell you what nondescript means, okay? Nondescript means non-descriptive, okay? Back in my Hollywood days when I was doing background work, sometimes the extra casting companies like Central Casting, they would say, hey, we're doing a TV show or a movie and we need non-descript cars, you know, cars like a car like that, right? So a nondescript car, guys, a nondescript car is a car that, if you look at it, it doesn't stand out. You know, it can be a Honda, it can be a Toyota, it can be a Ford, it can be a Nissan. It's a car that doesn't stand out. So obviously it's not gonna be a Bugatti, it's not gonna be a Lamborghini, it's not gonna be a Ferrari, it's just gonna be some random car that doesn't stand out, you know. For example, that car in front of us, not only does it stand out, it actually has a police ticket right there. So yes, you will get ticketed if you don't pay the toll. So that guy got ticketed. So what I'm telling you guys is that you have to be non-descript. You gotta be, again, a lot of these women, guys, and I'm gonna tell you something, okay? Once I make the turn, I'm gonna tell you something, okay? A lot of these women, they end up going to places like that, high-end places, and they order like lemonade. Really, real talk, you know? Because they're waiting for some guy to be like, hey, baby mama, what are you drinking tonight, you know? They're going there to fish for rich guys. Again, every woman is a gold digger, guys. Don't get it twisted. They're all gold diggers, you know? You know, you got the opportunistic gold digger, which pretty much all women are. All women are opportunistic gold diggers, okay? And then you got the professional gold diggers who, like I mentioned, were alpha widowed, and now they just want to go out, find a super rich guy who more than likely is an oofy doofy, somebody that they can manipulate, take advantage of, and shit like that, you know? So, understanding this, guys, is that most relationships don't last that long, okay? Even if you meet a good girl, a nice girl, eventually the relationship is gonna sour. And the number one reason why relationships go bad is financial reasons, okay? You know, a girl is with a guy and then she's like, hey, I want more from life. You know, I want to do what Kim Kardashian does. I want to go there. Especially if the girl is working, then you're pretty much guaranteed to have a divorce if the bitch is working, you know. All the Arab dudes I know, all the Muslim dudes I know, their bitch works. They're, unless she's like so ugly, not even a dog will look at her, they're all divorced, guys. Because when a woman starts working, she's like, hey, I'm making my own money. I can divorce this dude, get all the cash and prizes. What the hell do I need to be in this relationship for, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, it's super hard to find quality woman. And because, again, even if you do find a quality woman, see, and this is a problem with guys as well, okay? When a guy finds a woman, he tends to say, okay, I found a woman, let me settle down with her. And he becomes complacent, okay? But here's the deal. Women don't like that. Women want you to be making a shitload of money so they can go on vacations, they can go on shopping sprees. Eventually, a girl is gonna get to the point where she's gonna be like, hey, I wanna go on vacation. Hey, I wanna go to the spa. Hey, I wanna eat out at a nice restaurant, okay? Eventually, every girl is gonna get to that level, okay? So, if you are the typical, let's say you're a Latvian dude and you're making the equivalent of $1,500. You know what? Let's say you're making $2,000 a month as a Latvian dude, okay? And you got yourself a girl. That's a hella good money. You know, that's great money. $2,000 a month here in Latvia, that's amazing money. But eventually, as the girl gets older, she's gonna be like, hey man, why are we not going on expensive trips? Why are we not going on a shopping spree? Why am I not going to the hair salon? You know, my girlfriend, you know, her husband. And the thing is, you know, the thing is, they're gonna compare you to like all her girlfriends. So one of her girlfriends, she can probably only go to like the spa only. So she's gonna be like, my girlfriend X goes to the spa. My girlfriend Z, she goes on a shopping spree. My girlfriend L, she goes to Aspen or Brasov for skiing. So now you have to be able to fund the lifestyle that three different women do individually. You have to do it in one, for one woman. So this is why most relationships end up going bad, is because of financial reason. The girl says, hey, I want to do more, I want to do better, I think I can, let me try with another dude. And what women fail to realize is like, look man, once you're old, once you have children, your sexual market value is pretty much non-existent at that point, you know? So, this is why women are becoming more and more miserable. Again, when a woman comes out to a place like this on a weekend night, you know, guys are buying her drinks, guys are listening to whatever mental retardation she has going on, she feels good about herself. But for the next, what, 4 or 5 days, she's probably crying herself to sleep, you know? It is what it is, guys. I mean, there's nothing you guys can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. I mean, it's like, man, imagine being in a relationship with a modern woman, dude. You wouldn't be able to do what I do, you know? I was talking to Blake, you know, by text message. He was texting me from where he is in Michigan. I was texting him from, you know, Costa Coffee here in Riga. You know, there was some problems we had with the MGTOW TV code revisions, shit like that. I took care of it. But imagine that. Can you do that if you had some bitch, you know, yelling at you, demanding money, demanding you do this, demanding you do that. See, we're gonna come to the point, guys, we're gonna come to the point eventually where women are, when things get bad, a lot of women, they're gonna start to sell themselves. Because here's the thing, okay? When inflation becomes real, when shit genuinely hits the fan, you can't do nigger shit anymore, okay? You just can't go out on the weekends, ha 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 ha, I'm having fun. And then the next 5 days you work your ass off at fucking Zara, folding clothes, okay? That type of nigger shit, it's going away and it's not gonna come back for a long time. By the way, guys, that over there, where I'm pointing at, that's like a whorehouse over there, you know? If you ever see why I'm walking away from them, guys? Because they'll approach you. They'll come up to you. Those are the real whores. I know some of you guys out there on MGTOW TV are saying, yo, Amr, you don't know how some of these women operate. No, I know how some of these women operate. I stay clear away from them. And this is another thing you guys have to understand, man. If women come out of nowhere and they like approach you and you're not like freaking Chad. By the way, guys, Chad is pretty much on Tinder. You know, he's not walking around. He's on Tinder getting his contacts from there. So if you're like a dude, if you're an average looking dude, you're walking around by yourself and like random women like come up to you, on the side of they're trying to scam you, especially if they say, hey, come to this bar, come to this pub, come to this place. Nah, no thank you. And again, that's why I walked far and away from that strip joint over there. So yeah, at the end of the day, guys, until shit hits the fan, you really can't be in a relationship, guys. You really can't be in a relationship. Because, again, look at all these girls, you know? They get, like, 2 days off on a weekend, and they want to go out. They want to put their hair down. They want to get wined and dined. They want the attention. They want this. They want that. And, You can't compete with that, guys. You really can't compete with it, you know? So, again, these women would rather spend 5 days crying their eyes out, working a job they hate, and then they get, like, a weekend of, like, getting dicked down, passed around from Chad to Chad, and just living a degenerate lifestyle, you know? It is what it is, guys. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it either, you know? I know some of you guys have been asking me, yo, Amr, how do you find decent women? You know, my honest answer is that you got to go into the smaller cities. Like, here in Latvia, you know, I've been to several Latvian towns, guy. I mean, look, man, if you went to, like, Valka, where I was yesterday on the Estonian border, yeah, you'll definitely find more quality women there than here. Yes, very true. So, but also another thing you have to keep in mind, in those towns that are more traditional and have a smaller population, it's gonna be a numbers game, you know. Are these women available? Will their family, parents, society allow them to get with a foreigner? Those are things you guys have to be realistic about. So just by going into a small village doesn't necessarily mean you will get quality women, even though the women in the smaller towns and cities are better quality than women in the big city like this, you know. It all depends on, again, it's a numbers game. Is the population available of single good quality woman? Is her society, family, friends, will they be okay with her getting with a foreigner, okay? So, like I said, guys, I got like 2 more days here in Riga before I go somewhere else. And I want you guys to understand this good, dudes. At the end of the day, most women are losers. Let's get that out in the open. I don't care how hot these bitches act on the weekends like this. At the end of the day, guys, most women settle. At the end of the day, guys, most women are losers. It is what it is, guys, okay? So, you guys out there watching this video, you just have to not get caught in what's going on. All this BS going on nowadays, don't get caught in it. Your job is to make as much money as you can, you know, get out of the West, and you know what, you know, they're standing right next to me. But at the end of the day, guys, if God throws something at you from heaven, like in my case, you know, I got that Latvian chick who works at the night shift, doing like night inventory. Hey, man, yeah, sure, she's like 38, yeah, sure, you know, the years of cigarette smoking and what you may call it, drinking, took a toll on her face. But hey, man, cover the face, you know the old saying, right? Cover the face and fuck the bass, right? So yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys, is that most of the time, guys, you're gonna be dealing either with gold diggers or you're gonna be dealing with ain't shit bitches, you know. And the thing that I wanted to bring about the whole nondescript thing with the car is that you don't want to stand out, okay, guys? You know, when I was in Egypt, I was dressing very nice back in Egypt because I was the owner of a restaurant. So obviously, my then wife, I feel horrible calling her wife. My then, I don't know, my sugar, if you want to call her that, you know, she knew this was money. She was like, okay, American guy, owns a restaurant, dresses nicely, money. So that's exactly what was going through her head. You know, once a woman categorizes you as money, there is no going back, dude. There really isn't. This is what I want you guys out there to understand, man. Once a bitch categorizes you as money, that's it. Just drop her. There is no changing the term, you know? And for with me, you know, there was nothing about me that said, hey, baby mama, big daddy's gonna give you a shitload of money, you know? She thought that I'd be a rich simp who's gonna give her money. That's what she thought, you know, even though I did not tell her that specifically. I did not tell her that, hey, I'm gonna shower you with money. I did not tell her that. But she thought that I was gonna do that because she's like, okay, rich simp, almost got ran over by this dude too. So get ran over by a bus or get ran over by a Segway. So anyways, so going back to what I was saying about gold diggers, is that gold diggers, see, the thing about gold diggers, you know, no gold digger will ever come out and say, hey, I'm a fucking gold digger, dude. They are not gonna do that, dude. They're gonna expect you, see, it's called implied consent, okay? That's what it's called, implied consent. That's what it really is. So a gold digger will expect you, without her coming out and being covert about it, she will expect you to know that she is a gold digger, okay? That's no different than a prostitute, you know, When you're in Cartagena by the clock tower, that's no different than a prostitute coming up to you. Hey, big boy, what are you doing tonight? You know, she's a fucking prostitute. She doesn't have to put a fucking, she doesn't have to put a tattoo on her forehead that says prostitute. It's like, okay, she's scantily dressed. She's standing around with tons of other girls. Yeah, she's a prostitute. You really don't need something contextual that says she's a prostitute. Well, it's the same thing with gold diggers, guys. Same thing with gold diggers, okay? A gold digger is never ever gonna tell you, hey, I'm a gold digger, but they'll expect you to know that she is a gold digger, okay? So this is why I'm telling you guys out there, you gotta be very careful to protect yourself from a gold digger, because she's not gonna tell you, I'm a gold digger, okay? I never had a prostitute tell me, Papi, I'm a prostitute, okay? I never had that, because even though it's implied, it's woefully obvious she's a prostitute. It's the same thing with gold diggers. It's implied that she's a gold digger and you just didn't pick up on it, you know? So the joke's on you, or in the case of my ex, the joke was on her. She thought she was gonna get a rich simp, $5,000 a month stipend, and come to America. So, but the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that you've got to be nondescript in the way you look, okay? Like, when I'm in America, guys, when I'm in America, I'm walking around in shorts and a muscle shirt, okay? Guess what? Just about every Joe Schmo in Florida is walking around just like I'm walking around, okay? There's nothing in Florida that says money, 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 money about me, okay? Here in Riga, okay, the way I walk around, guys, I walk around literally with a gray jacket and pants. Just about every dude here is dressed like me, okay? There is nothing here about me that says money, 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 money. Okay, that's number one. Number two, don't ever tell a bitch what you do, okay? That's none of her business, you know? Every woman out there, she'll want to know how much money you make, how much money you have, okay? Don't give her that satisfaction, okay? Just tell her, hey, I make money. That's it. That's all you gotta know. I'm doing well. That's all she's gotta know. Again, they just can't help but simp for Ukraine. They really can't. So, number one, guys, is that be the gray man. Be nondescript in your appearance. Don't do what the passport bros do, which is peacocking, you know? Passport bros, when they land, they get the money out and they start throwing money around like it ain't no thing. Yeah, don't be that dude, okay, guys? Be totally, totally nondescript in the way you look, in the way you act. That way you don't want some gold. Because here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing you guys need to understand, okay? If you look like you're rich, okay? Here's the deal, okay? I know this is fucked up, okay? Just like a passport bro lands in Thailand and he throws money all over the place, it's implied that he's there to pay for prostitutes, okay? That's easy to see, okay? Now, when you're a dude and you look good, you drive a Benz, it's implied that you're looking for a gold digger. I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, Amr, that's some fucked up shit. Are you telling me if I drive a nice car and I wear a nice suit, I'm looking for a gold digger? Well, that's what gold diggers think. So that's what you guys have to keep in mind, okay? Never ever, guys. See, this is why I tell you guys out there, first of all, if you're gonna dress nondescript. I'm not telling you to walk around haggardly dressed. I'm not telling you that, okay, guys? I'm just simply saying, don't walk around dressed to the nines, wearing gold chains, and you better not walk around town grabbing your junk saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, okay? Also, guys, I drive an old beat up Mercedes Benz, okay? I'm not telling anybody here to drive around a beat up, 1992 Toyota Corolla. I'm just simply saying, don't drive around. Oh, imagine that. I said, don't drive around in a fancy schmancy car. And, that guy drives around in a fancy schmancy car. I know some of you guys are saying, man, Corvettes aren't fancy schmancy. Well, in America, that might be true. But here in Latvia, you better believe they're fancy schmancy. So that's why I'm telling you guys, you have to be careful in how you look when it comes to women. Because if you drive a fancy schmancy car, if you're dressed nice, they're gonna think that you are looking for a gold digger, the same way a passport bro who throws money like it ain't no thing is looking for a prostitute, So that's what I'm saying, guys. At the end of the day, MGTOW really is the only sane option a guy has. And until the collapse happens and beta males die or get called off to war like the Ukrainian dudes, you guys gotta understand, man, there's really no reason for a woman to be with a dude anymore. I mean, why? If she can make her own money, what the fuck is she gonna do with a dude for? I mean, you guys need to understand, man, the attention a woman gets on one weekend night alone makes up for the fact that she spends 5 nights in bed crying her eyes out. This is what you guys need to understand, All these hoes you guys see on TikTok crying, in their 30s and 40s, saying, oh man, I regret being a hoe in my 20s. Nah, bitch, you loved being a hoe. It's just that, okay? It's just that you regret not getting attention anymore. That's it. That's all there is to it. Let me say that one more time before I close out this video and go take my bus. Okay, let me say that one more time, okay? All these hoes you guys see on Instagram, TikTok, social media, in their 30s and 40s, crying about how they regret, feminism and not getting with a nice guy in their 20s. That's fucking bullshit. They regret not getting the attention. And all these videos are nothing more than a simp whistle. They want simps to say, oh, I love you, oh, you're beautiful, oh, what's your cash up, This is what you guys need to, it's like that girl, you know that girl on the plane who's like, he's a fucking alien. Turned out that she was like a marketing girl and probably started an OnlyFans. This is what girls are doing, guys, Again, you guys need to understand, man, if you give a woman an option between oxygen and attention, she's gonna take attention. That is what it is, guys, this is why in Islam, women must wear a garbage can over their head. This is why they have to stay at home. And guess what? It's the same thing in Judaism and Christianity. In all the Abrahamic faith, women must cover themselves up. They must stay at home. They are segregated from men. And the only way they can go outside the house is if they have a male guardian, like their father, their uncle, their husband, their brother, okay? This whole notion of women can walk outside, do whatever the fuck they want, dress whatever way they want, it's bullshit. So until we do what the Taliban did, just expect women to get worse and worse and worse, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, like I said, the best you can hope for is God throws you a bone every now and then, or you just pay to play for it. That's really the best you can hope for, guys, okay? So that's my video for you guys for today. This might be my last walk and talk MGTOW shit in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. And after that, I might do another one from a different city here in Latvia. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.